Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Today being the day that is just 1 week away from Thanksgiving, and this year that turkey dinner will cost you more. 1010 Wins reporter Glenn Chuck is checking the shelves at the Key Food on Broadway in Washington Heights.
Of course, the big ticket item, turkey. This year, according to a survey, it's up 24% in price since last year, and that's if you can find one. Pie crusts, even dinner rolls. The cost is way up. Some tell me they may decide to not even stay home.
It definitely puts a dent in your wallet when you have to pay, you think you're going to spend X amount of dollars, and then might be cheaper to eat out this year. Who knows?
Even my favorite pumpkin pie, that's really going to cost you this year.
Carrots. First of all, we couldn't find them in two stores. And then we
can't
went to
find carrots.
Can't find carrots. Couldn't find cranberry sauce. We only have one or two people in the family that eats it, but it's kind of like a Thanksgiving staple. Right. Had to go to a few stores to get that.
One thing that has dropped this Thanksgiving, stuffing, down 19%, but just can't have a bowl of that. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Wins in Washington Heights.
And maybe you don't want to share this with your guests, but cookbook author Rocco Despirito tells 1010 Wins that frozen side dishes are the key to saving money.
Of course, frozen is always a great way to save and a great way to make sure you get your ingredients. There's a lot of good shopping to have at big club stores, and there are a lot of sales on right now.
Mayor de Blasio hasn't said if he is running for governor yet, but he is trotting out a new statewide education plan. He says kids should go to school year-round. And wealthy New Yorkers and big business should be taxed to pay for it.
Every child deserves education throughout the summer, and that's what works for them. And not just academics, also the recreation, the culture, the things that inspire kids. It should be a right in every corner of the state. In rural areas, in suburbs, in cities, upstate, downstate, every child deserves this right. Every family deserves this right.
In a new video, de Blasio also says that school days should end in the late afternoon. Every kid should have access to 3K and pre-K. The death of a four-month-old foster care baby in Brooklyn is under investigation this morning. Cairo Stephen was rushed from his Brownsville home to Brookdale Hospital by his foster mother early yesterday. He could not be saved. An autopsy is pending, but there are reports police are looking at whether internal injuries and malnourishment played a role. The bullets were flying in Williamsbridge when a gunman rolled up in a car.
Along with shell casings, a BB gun actually found on Burke and Barnes Avenues near where an 18-year-old was critically wounded, shot in the head, now fighting for his life. Three others ranging in age from 15 to 60 also shot. They're expected to survive as police say two people fired out of the back of an SUV around 5 Wednesday night, then did a U-turn and sped off. Police say at least two of the victims believed to be innocent bystanders. The 18-year-old's aunt telling reporters last night he couldn't have been a target.
He is a quiet youth. He doesn't even talk much. And I don't know.
Police say his condition has been upgraded from critical to serious as they investigate. So far, no arrests. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Wins in Williamsbridge, the Bronx.
Well, you might think it's a moot point to impeach Andrew Cuomo, seeing as he already resigned. But today, members of a state assembly panel meet behind closed doors to examine an investigative report about Cuomo's alleged sexual harassment. The Judiciary Committee could call for Cuomo's impeachment, which would prevent him from running for office in New York State again. The same committee is looking at whether Cuomo improperly used top aides and state resources in writing his memoir. Cuomo has denied any improper behavior in both cases. A new menace on the streets of the city, a group of kids brandishing BBs. To the Bronx, here's 1010 Wins reporter Glenn Chuck.
Well, this time, a BB gun is involved. Twice now, police are saying the same group of four young people struck here in the Bronx. First on November 3rd, shooting a 73-year-old woman point blank in the face. And then again November 8th here at the number 2 subway platform. A 32-year-old train conductor shot in his face with a BB gun, and both times one of the suspects using a cell phone to videotape the shootings. I spoke to these train riders here this morning.
You take this train every day?
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
And you feel safe?
I mean, it's really something you got to really think about. She's all right, that the lady.
She's all right, yeah.
Yeah, thank God, man, you know.
The elderly woman and the conductor are going to be okay, but had to be treated for cuts on their face. The NYPD has gathered surveillance video of the suspects. We've put it up at 1010winds.com. They want to grab these people before someone is seriously hurt. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 219th and White Plains Road in the Bronx.
And in East Harlem, a young man was shot in the head after being chased in a housing development. The 21-year-old was in a playground at the Wagner Houses on 1st Avenue and 124th Street just after 8:30 last night. After he was shot, he was rushed to Harlem Hospital but could not be saved. Cops think this killing might be gang-related. No arrest has been made. A CUNY student is suing his college after he got an A- instead of an A. 28-year-old Daniel Smigel got the grade at the College of Staten Island. A doctoral student in psychology, his lawsuit says he never got an explanation for some supposed behavior which led to the lower grade. A complaint against Smigel says during a remote class, he laughed when another student was speaking. His lawsuit says he got points off on a homework assignment, which one professor critiqued as racist. The College of Staten Island says it does not comment on pending litigation.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.